It's Friday, December 16th, 2016, and we are live at the Anthony Cumia Studios, top of the Empire State Building.
And welcome, everyone.
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Podcast, one of the many podcasts that are part of the new Gas Digital. The new and improved Gas Digital.
We get $11.
Only on patreon.com/cumtown. If you want to subscribe to Gas Digital, there's a fake website out there that's not real. Don't give them money.
They're fishing for your passwords.
They're trying to steal your passwords to give them to Russians. So make sure you subscribe to this one, the one and only true Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Network.
Real ass dudes.
Featuring your host, the real ass dude, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, and the two other real ass dudes / Puerto Rican Rattlesnakes. I'm Luis J. Gomez.
I'm also Luis J.
My name is Luis. My co-host, Luis J. Gomez, the second, and Luis J. Gomez 3 Tokyo Drift.
I'm actually, yeah, I'm a Luis J. Gomez. I'm the Spanish
Lois
version.
You're Lois J. Gomez. The girl.
We all fuck you.
You're the girl. So we're doing two today, and we're trying to figure it out, but Sam Hyde is in town, and he's not on this one. So I don't know if this one will probably be the regular one, and then the Sam one will be the premium one, if we can figure out scheduling. Mm-hmm. Which would be cool. He hit me up kind of last minute, and the plans are fucked. So hopefully it works out, and we can have him on. And
if not, we probably recorded one. It was really with him. It was so bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll never see the light of day.
Yeah. I am a little worried about that. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never really had a conversation with the guy. So that's like the chief concern is that like it'll just be weird.
Yeah, probably,
and not be fun.
Stav just got a circumcision too, yeah. Which is
I'm more
no,
concerned.
I'm circed.
You know what my like
I'll no, never get circed.
This is like the hierarchy of how the episode could go. Either okay. It's fun, we all have a good time.
Yes.
It's a good chat.
Yeah.
Number two, it gets weird and there's a bunch of Nazi stuff.
Yeah.
And then the third option, which is the worst, is that there's not even Nazi stuff.
Right.
But it's mostly silence.
Right, right, right.
And that's what I'm worried about.
Nah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll make, if we must, we'll kill Adam to earn his respect.
Yeah. Well,
he
it's
might
important.
Make us kill him.
It's important that your guests respect the show. Mm-hmm. Like when you have a porn star on.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was so fucking funny.
I saw pictures of that. She was incredibly elegant. I think
yeah.
That was,
yeah. That's the, afterwards, the I was like, used. What did I say exactly that you got mad about? And she was like, so I don't know.
Wait,
she goes, she goes, I don't know. I'm drunk. So she doesn't even remember.
No, but for
wait, what happened?
Here's what happened. We did Cumia.
Backstory: me and Stavros were invited on to the Anthony Cumia show as the host of Cumtown.
We went downstairs.
They're still unfamiliar with who Adam is, so he was not invited.
That's fine.
He wasn't even mentioned. We didn't bring him up on the show. We didn't say his name at all.
Well, that's good because I asked you specifically to keep my name out your mouth.
So this is why we didn't have you on, dude. You're just gonna do like racist mockery of the way black people talk.
Unbelievable, man.
We're trying to take this podcast in a new direction now, dude. We're alt left now.
Alt left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're Toad Twitter. It's like frog Twitter, except instead of working out, you just have warts. You have warts and you piss yourself in self-defense.
Does frog Twitter work
That's,
out?
I think. I don't know, man.
No.
I can't. I don't really pay. Like, I've been off Twitter, so I don't even get the news
out.
Anymore.
Well, a guy with a Stone Cold Steve Austin avatar asked me to be a guest on his alt-right podcast.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't respond. Well, I asked him what
now
it would
be. Now he knows you read it, bitch.
Well, I hope he listens to the show.
I would love that. Anyway, so we're Cumia, and it's a good ep. Nick's funny. I was kind of bombed, and there's just a porn star there, and we're just having a regular discussion,
like Stern
and
style, right?
Well, she's just on the couch. She was only there to put on some pajamas, and then later I put on some pajamas, and she gave me a weird trashy lap dance. It was pretty nice. She rubbed my dick. It was pretty tight.
Did you get a boner?
I got like a half chub. It was very weird. There's like a retarded guy. Dude, there's like literally as I'm getting this lap dance from some fucking porn star, there's just six fucking sweaty ass Kumia fans with their phones just like taking pictures and video, one of which is a very large retarded man. Good dude though. Fuck with him. And anyway, she just gets up. We're just having a conversation. She just gets up in the middle of it and storms out. And it's like, what the fuck? Why is she mad? And then she comes back and she's like, you guys are trashing autistic people. And it's like, what? Who said anything about it? And she just said, your buddy. And it was Nick.
I don't think so. I mean,
legitimately, I mean, compared to what we have said.
I think what I said was, is we were talking about Battlefield, I guess.
Oh, right, right.
Which I can never tell what's a fucking ad and what isn't on that show. Like, right. Ann will just start talking about something and it'll be like, you know, it's kind of like it's like that steak delivery system. You're like, yeah, that's a stupid idea. And he's like, no. you know, I'll show you a look. You'd be like, oh, I mean, it's great. I guess you don't, you know, it's all live read. So it's all worked in there. So you start talking about Battlefield or whatever. And then I said something about, we were talking about like who's fucking annoying when you're playing like Modern Warfare or whatever. Mm-hmm. We started talking about like knife guys and then shotgun guys. And we were talking about like the riot gear guys.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, like, that's people, what you said.
Yeah, the people that just use the riot shield in like a first person shooter. Yeah. And then they like crouch and then they like slowly walk towards you with the riot shield. And I said something like
as a weapon.
Yeah, as a weapon. And I'm like, yeah. What kind of autism do you have that you fucking play a first person shooter and you're like, I want to be... You know, the guy, I want to be the guy that stomps out the Ferguson protest. You know, I said something like that. I was, you know, right, I just mentioned funny. Autism, and that's what she stormed out on. And then they had to like talk her back into coming back in. But context, like right prior to that,
probably
she's
45
like
45 seconds.
Yeah,
before.
She's like talking, she's saying that Joy Behar should kill herself, and that, you know, she's like
calling Hillary a cunt,
calling Hillary Clinton a cunt, and then, you know, saluting Hitler.
Literally
and shit.
Did two Sig Heils.
Yeah, yeah. Which I don't give a shit about. You do whatever you fucking want, but like, don't then turn around and be like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Especially at the Anthony Cumia show. That's supposed to be a safe space for guys like me.
Yeah. Did you read
you
that?
You know how fucked up that is? That's like if I went into a rape crisis center and started throwing dildos at people. To tell me I can't mention autism on the Anthony Cumia show.
Yeah.
Dude, the best part was, though, she comes back and she's like, my brother has a form of Asperger's and he's a doctor now or whatever. And it's like, well, wait a second. Your parents were such good parents that their retarded son is a doctor and you're a porn star. It's like, what kind of a fucking idiot do you have to be?
Right.
To fucking be that bad at life.
Yeah. What's your excuse?
So she was like a Trump porn star kind of lady?
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but she's clearly a mess.
But those guys are, I found out from Gavin that those guys are all anti-pornography now.
Really?
They're anti-pornography, no-fap. Yeah. They like don't jack off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Gavin, I did Red Eye with him, and he was like, yeah, you know, he's like, I don't, you know, he's like, yeah, no pornography. I'm against pornography, which like.
Wait, he is
Gavin
too?
Is
yeah,
too?
Gavin is too. What? And it's like, I don't understand it. You spent the last like year and a half talking about how you're, you know, pro freedom of speech and all this shit. And you're like against pornography. I don't know, man. It's all
that's
fucking
crazy.
Convoluted.
Did you read that New York Times interview with Tomi Lahren, the
girl from The Daily Show?
The girl that was on The Daily Show?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was like railing against liberals and liberal snowflakes in their safe spaces. And then she was like, it is very offensive, however, when people use the word retarded.
Ugh.
So...
Shut up. There are white retarded people out there and they deserve to be fucking shielded. That's essentially what she means.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, everybody's got their shit. Nobody's like, I'm the only person. It's just me. I'm the only guy that when I say whatever the fuck you want, I actually mean it.
You do legitimately mean it.
I'm the only one, which makes me a fucking hero. And if you criticize me, you should be put in jail. You should be fucking gassed immediately.
Stop. Okay.
I guess somebody said that does pick up.
They do.
One of these days
up.
You're going to shit yourself.
A lot of people.
People are on the fart crew, man.
No.
Shouts out Fart Crew.
Pretty soon you're just going to fart on your mic and then get pink eye from it.
That's fine, dude. For the fans, dude. I do it for my art.
You know, I started I bought a bunch of produce and shit, and I'm like gearing up to buy that Vitamix or whatever.
Hell yeah, dude.
So I made like one green smoothie, eat vegetables for the first time in a fucking like decade. And immediately just wanted to throw up. I had a headache. I had to fucking lay down.
Yeah.
I couldn't process it. I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe vegetables are bad.
They're bad.
You know? I mean, I don't even know what this shit is. I just bought something that was green.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, can you even eat that much ginger?
Probably not.
Or is that, you know, because in certain cultures, it's a medicine. Like, if you go to China, that's their fucking, you know... That's their Klonopin is fucking ginger. So I just ate like the equivalent of like 35 bottles of Klonopin.
Yep.
Chinese Klonopin. Mm-hmm. And now I'm having like a negative reaction to it. So I was reading online that with produce, you have to look out because there's a fucking pork parasite. That if you handle raw pork and you eat the pork, there's a parasite that gets in your intestines. And then the people that handle pork, they shit out the parasite, and they don't wash their hands, and then they handle produce. Because that's a lot of the people that work in agriculture, a lot of like, you know, people from South America or whatever, they handle the produce, get the eggs from the parasite. But if you eat the eggs rather than the parasite itself, which is found on produce, they go into your fucking brain.
What?
And then you get like, there's all these people have like seizures and neurological problems from eating vegetables. So it's like, fuck, dude. I'll stick with candy. Thank you. I'm going right back to fucking peanut M&Ms.
Are you serious? I've been eating vegetables for like 2 weeks.
So I'm getting the Vitamix and I'm putting peanut M&Ms in there. Some whey protein.
Dude, that would probably
M&Ms.
Be delicious.
Yeah.
They'll fucking whip that up into a nice spread. You can just put peanuts in there and it'll make peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's put peanut M&Ms in that bitch.
Yeah, we can do that after my TV shows up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are getting a lot of electronic. Okay.
Yeah, we're basically Samuel L. Jackson after the Lufthansa.
That money started coming in, and I'm like, I'm going to save it. I'm going to invest in real estate. And I'm like, nah. Nah, I'm buying. Which, you know what? I decided against the PlayStation.
No, why?
Because, I bought a 4K TV.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. And now I don't know. Also, I don't know if this is offensive to the people who listen to the podcast either, because I know it's like, you know, hey, we need this money so we can start like making videos and stuff, and it's like, you know, am I doing that?
Or am I just blowing
it? But I don't know. It's more offensive. Would it be more offensive to save the money or to pump it back into the economy and create jobs?
It would be much more offensive to save
it. I bought a Sony TV. That's an American company. So those are Americans making those TVs.
We're creating content.
I don't know about offensive, but I think that you guys, you know, should like save money.
Nah, dude, saving money's gay as hell.
That's why you don't get a cut of the money, dude.
Well, one day when you guys
just
come
stay
in,
you're not your fucking bank.
You're not using it to create jobs.
Yeah, you're trying to fund Israel, dude.
Yeah.
You're trying to buy fucking rockets to kill Palestinian children with.
I'm trying.
And we're over here trying to fucking reinvest in the American economy.
Well, check this out, though. The PS4 Pro doesn't have an Ultra HD Blu-ray player.
It does not?
No. So you can't even watch 4K movies on the
PS4. I thought that was like the big fucking selling point.
Nope. No. No 4K TV on the PS4.
It has Blu-ray, but not 4K.
Blu-ray, and this is the problem with home media, is Blu-ray doesn't support 4K. Mm. Blu-ray Ultra HD does, which they had to release, I guess, as like a, because they didn't want to admit like, oh yeah, this like future-proofed home media format doesn't support the you know, TVs and shit that are going to come out like 3 years after they fucking launch it.
Right.
So there's Blu-ray Ultra HD, which is in 4K and HDR, but you need a Blu-ray HD or an Ultra HD Blu-ray DVD player to play them. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I bought the 4K TV. Turns out there's really no reason to have one.
Oh yeah,
Apple TV doesn't support 4K.
No. It'll catch up eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
But that time
I'll be dead
TV.
In a year. I don't know. I want the 4K shit now.
Yeah, we did just celebrate Nick's final birthday.
I only got it because I wanted to watch fucking like Ben-Hur and shit in in like full resolution.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, like, 65 millimeter film has the equivalent of like an 18K resolution. So,
really?
Yeah, it's still like four times the resolution.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
As 4K. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's still not even going to look as good.
Well, yeah, and 4K.
So I'm returning the TV.
Still isn't even
I'm buying
the best.
A mansion with a private theater. That'd be tight.
But there's
dude.
Better than 4K OLED now, right?
That's a different technology. That's not. You can still. You can have a 4K OLED TV.
Oh wow.
What OLED means is that each individual pixel has a light source behind it. So the contrast ratios with OLED are much higher. So,
overly licked dick.
Yeah.
Overly licked dick. OLED.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an E in there.
There's an E. Yeah.
Overly licked.
Educated.
Educated dick. Dicks. No, let me keep going. I'll figure this out.
No, you interjected that. I was explaining the science.
Fuck science, dude. Science is gay. No one gives a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, people do, dude. This is like the number one CNET consumer review podcast. People tune in. They're like, what kind of fucking mouse pad should I get? Should I get an optical mouse?
Yeah.
If I'm in the market for a gaming keyboard.
Yeah, I want to... When we were at what do you call it, the
open
other day?
Lesbians eating dildos.
What's the Jewish electronics store we went to?
B&H,
yeah.
B&H photo. That's how it's pronounced.
I just want to get something there and
banks
like
be- and we were talking yesterday. I really want a shirt that just says, I've been laughing about like being like an anti-Semite that just hates Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That's what he hates. It's not so like the funny. Media and the bank stuff. It's just like, fuck Hanukkah. They get too many presents. Yeah. And just going around with a fuck Hanukkah shirt.
That shirt would be very, very funny.
Yeah. I'm just, laughing about it right now.
Just those two words.
Yeah, yeah.
On a white t-shirt.
Fuck Hanukkah. Fuck bar mitzvahs.
I want to go to B&H Photo and just like stand at the register for 20 minutes winking until I get a discount.
Just getting a profile view of you.
You know what's
look
cool
at the
about.
Bump. It goes up and it goes down. Guys. Guys. 20% off.
I was
please.
Watching.
There should be a website called Gripe On where you complain your way into this. Like,
if you have enough patience. Yeah.
Dude, the TV I bought, I was looking on the Best Buy website and they have like a Q&A section.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, you know, is this compatible with blah, blah, blah? Does, you know, HDMI have, mm-hmm. you know, like audio return channels or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then there was one question, all capital letters. Does this TV support 220 volt? Also, does it has translate to Hebrew? Best regards, S. Edelman.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He signed his shit.
Yeah, in the question, best regards, S. Edelman.
No, electronics are like, there's like a tariff on it in Israel, so it's like twice as expensive. So they come here.
They love they those just, tariffs, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. They love, they hate tariffs.
Tariff is actually, that's a Jewish name, right?
Yeah, yeah. Reuven Tariff was the first one.
Invented taxing things.
Yeah, yeah. If it's from China, twice as expensive.
I was watching fucking... my roommate was watching Happy Feet yesterday. Everyone's unemployed in my apartment now.
Is that another Penguin movie?
Eldest yeah. is unemployed too?
Eldest is the only one not unemployed. Christina's yeah. watching Happy Feet.
Wait, what happened to Christina's job?
She just fucking... She quit it and...
That's a good New York move.
Yeah.
Just quit your yeah. fucking job.
Well, I think it was one of those things where she hated the fucking place and she thinks they were going to fucking try to get somebody else anyway. So she was like, fuck it, I'll just...
Was she just not moving up?
Yeah, and she... Whatever. Anyway, so she's watching fucking Happy Feet. Dude, that movie, there's just like fucking... The shit... I love Disney movies that are... You were just allowed to be so racist up until like 3 months ago. Like, the whole movie is like a white penguin can't sing... And dance, or, but he can dance. So then he finds the short Latino penguins who can all dance, and they're all sexually aggressive enough to be female penguins. And like the ruling class of penguins are like these fucking squat, like fat, hook nosed penguins that are just like warning against the fucking, you have to listen to God or else he'll take away your fish. It was so fucking awesome. And there's like a black penguin that fucks every penguin. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they're all Robin Williams playing. Like racist voices.
Wait, that's why I love the Penguin yeah. Batman character. You know, it's like an interesting character because he's technically
the bad guy.
Yeah, he's rich, so he's bad because he's rich, but he's also disabled.
Right.
You know, yeah, he's physically disabled, so that creates like a weird sort of identity crisis where he's like, you know, at the bottom of the privilege hierarchy, but also at the top.
He right. waddles because mm-hmm. he has rickets or something.
No, he's got three fingers and he's, I also think originally it was just that he's ugly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't well, it wasn't even that ugly. He was just like a short fat, he kind of looked like FDR.
I mean,
in the comics and shit.
I never read the comics. I just remember the Who Tim had Burton polio. Movie.
Yeah.
The Tim mm-hmm. Burton movie where his parents, the baby comes out and they're like, what a hideous baby. Throw it in the garbage. And then it's like raised in the garbage.
Into,
so that's and, the whole yeah. point.
Grows up to be Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Years ago, I had when I was like 19, I had a sketch I wanted to do about a dumpster baby that somehow survived. And now he's this guy that has a chip on his shoulder because he was raised by trash.
That's good.
That was it.
I think there's something there.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's dude. Chill. I didn't realize the fucking. I guess he was just a fucking ugly rich person, huh? How does he get money though if he's fucking raised in trash?
How does
or by fucking sewers or whatever
through you know fucking determination Crimes. And perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
All the words, all the words they use at basketball camp. Perseverance, good sportsmanship, mm-hmm. teammanship. Do goodmanship.
Yeah.
Good manmanship.
Yeah, yeah.
Manmanship.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's really what it takes in this not rigged capitalist economy that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. It's just a good positive attitude.
And hell yeah, dude. The same way in basketball, all it takes is like, you know how many fucking just stupid poor white kids pay to go to those basketball camps? It's like 100%. You're 5'5", dude. You're not gonna fucking be in the fucking, it just, you know, if you're going to the NBA or not.
Did you go to basketball camp?
I almost did. I didn't only because we were poor, but mm-hmm. I wanted to. I thought I was going to go to the fucking NBA, dude, when I was like in sixth grade.
Were you fat then?
I was fat, but I was like this height. I stopped growing in fucking middle school.
Yeah, me too.
So I was like, I was on the middle school basketball team, and I was like good for a middle schooler. And then I'm just 5'7", trying to get into the high school team, and there's like, all right, well,
yeah, you're asked
what are you
out.
Doing here?
Yeah, you're a power forward, and then you're
yeah,
like,
I was I'm a center. Yeah. And then it's like
you're 5'7" in sixth grade. That's incredible.
Yeah. And then there's just like a 6'7" fucking kid. In my fucking high school.
I went to tennis camp once, and my dad came a little bit early to pick me up, and then he got really mad at me because at the end of tennis camp, we had to go like scramble around, pick up all the balls. Coaches were like, all right, guys, let's go pick up all the balls. And all the kids were going nuts trying to pick up as many balls as possible. There wasn't even a fucking prize or
Did
anything.
Did you get to keep them?
So I just, no. So I just like picked up two balls. Like everyone else was doing all the work. My dad saw it. He's like, that's incredibly lazy of you. You're taking advantage of everyone else.
Yep.
And he's like, no more tennis, no more sports camps
for you. Really? For that? Because of that?
And then from then on out, it was Jewish camp.
Yeah. Well, ironically, that is the most Jewish thing you could do is sit back.
I remember when I was...
figured it out.
Yeah, get profit off others' work.
When I was 15, I got fired from my pizza restaurant job for being like 3 hours late to work and making my boss miss her oncology appointment.
Oh, God.
And...
Oh god.
Well, my like dad's wife, wouldn't let him borrow the car to give me a ride to work.
Jesus
I had to have
Christ.
A job. I wasn't allowed to live there unless I had a fucking job.
Right.
And then it was also like I couldn't get her fucking ride anywhere. I mean, I worked at the same grocery store as my like stepsister, and they would give her rides, but I couldn't get a ride.
Really?
Unless we had the same shift.
You were fucking Cinderella, dude.
Yeah, basically.
Just a rude ass, ugly Cinderella.
So like I got fired for that, and then my dad like came to pick me up. I was like, well, you know, I took the fucking bus and took an hour and a half to get here for a fucking 2 hour shift, so I'm fired. And then he was like lecturing me, you know, because I'm like, thank God that job sucked. He's like, you shouldn't be happy about losing these kinds of jobs. Even if it's, you know, no matter what the job is, you have to appreciate. And then like a year later, he like ran out of money and I had to start working for like minimum wage, like a retail job.
Jesus.
And he's like, these fucking people and this fucking shit. He's losing his mind constantly. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, you shouldn't be, you should take pride in your work, Dad. You should appreciate
that. That's some sad shit, dude. A dad working, an old ass dad working in fucking retail.
Yeah.
I wish my dad would just do that shit. My dad has a fucking, he has his own business, but he like never makes any money. He just fucking runs a giant warehouse and fucking sleeps there. Like that, feeds his cats. My dad's like a fucking crazy cat.
He's
man.
A cat herder. Right?
What's in the warehouse?
He's like Marc Maron.
Yeah, he's worse, dude. He's got like 12 motherfucking cats in them in his, the place
in
yeah.
his woodworking
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, plus all the fucking
they
feral
eat sawdust.
He has like a huge. He's taken better care of those cats than he ever did. Our
kids?
Fucking family. Oh yeah, for sure. He's had more meals with those cats than he has with me. He's just got a giant woodworking warehouse, though. I mean, he's got cool stuff. He's got like equipment and fucking, you know.
What are their names? Like Zeus, Dionysus.
Where's the warehouse?
It's in Southeast Baltimore.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. How big is it?
It's huge, dude. Like it's a fucking huge.
He
space.
Owns it outright.
No, no, no. He fucking rents it. That's the thing. His business is
covers
like,
rent.
Covers rent, and he's never like he barely like I paid his like car insurance last year.
Yeah.
Like making $17,000 a year. I was the most successful member of my family.
Well, you got your brother. He's a PhD in gym.
Not a PhD, but thinking about it. But master's in gym.
He's got a master's in
gym. That's what Noam Chomsky did. He got his PhD in gym. He was originally a gym guy. And he made his bones saying that, you know, war is bad. Saying
dude.
It's bad to do war.
Mind blown.
Yeah, dude, the banks, they're fucking out to get you. That's some Noam Chomsky knowledge.
That's a cool place to put my money.
Do you know that actually he had to change his name because of anti-Semitism? And his name originally was Gnome Chomsky.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He was from a Jewish family of gnomes.
You know, his middle name is Ian Snow.
Gnome
means no. Gnome means no. Gnome means no.
Yeah, rape Chomsky. Good old don't rape me Chomsky.
He's a very rapeable boy. We're gonna have to put it right in his name.
I'm a big fan, but this
of
is a good riff.
Yeah,
yeah. We got to talk
I'm
about.
Too stupid, man. I don't know anything.
Really?
I know. I mean, like, I think he's.
He
cool.
convinced me. His Hillary Clinton thing convinced me to vote for her. But
oh, yeah,
yeah. This isn't funny. I don't know why I brought it up. But
because you're for gay,
Hillary? I voted for.
You know, this is a Trump podcast, right?
Well, I'm not going to tell Sam I voted for Hillary. I'm telling him I voted for Trump twice. I paid an illegal to go in and vote for me again.
That was the funniest shit in the world when gay pride was happening 2 years ago. And I was just walking through it and I saw all these like Hasids protesting gay pride. But then I looked closer and they were like day laborers dressed as Hasids. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I took a picture of it and I was sending it to people. I'm like, look, the Hasids paid day laborers to protest for them as a joke. And then the next day I read the paper and that's exactly what the Hasids did.
Yeah.
They went to Home Depot, got a bunch of day laborers, dressed them up like Hasidic Jews, and then fucking made them protest gay pride.
That's so awesome, dude.
I went to the Schwitz last week and there's a ton of Hasids. Men and women.
I got a piss. Keep talking.
Yeah, there were a ton of Hasids like in the steam room and stuff, and there were women there. Some of them were topless,
really,
and they were just sitting there. Like it's definitely against the rules what they were doing.
For sure.
But on the roof of the baths, people go up there and like smoke cigarettes and drink, and you can
really?
Smoke weed and shit up there.
Really?
Yeah, it's really tight because you leave the steam room and you're so hot. It's like it could even be super cold outside, but you go upstairs.
Damn.
And it's like really
just
nice.
With your dick out.
Yeah.
Anyway, with a towel.
One of these fucking chassids was holding court and like talking about de Blasio. Okay.
Really?
De Blasio.
Hold on. So. He's just fucking. He's got the dumb curly hair.
Yeah,
and
you got the curls. You got
no
everything.
Hat though, right? He's completely
no
nude.
Hat. Yeah, he's completely naked, wearing a fucking towel.
Hell yeah,
sitting next to a woman that's topless.
Nice,
like
dude.
He's breaking the fucking rules.
Oh yeah,
but like whatever.
Well, a lot of those guys are gay too.
I'm
right?
not gonna tell on them.
Don't
yeah,
those
yeah.
guys like find
there's a,
like
there's
they
a really
fuck
there's
a ton.
Really good documentary about gay chassids because they're kept away from women until they
right,
get married.
Right. Kind of like how fucking Muslims like in a lot of Muslim countries they like fuck boys and shit.
Well, a lot of chassids are into trans women.
Ah,
and if you go on Craigslist
really?
Casual Encounters, there are trans sex workers that have Yiddish ads up on Craigslist. Yeah.
Shut up.
Because they have such a high chassid clientele.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Because
they're into trans?
Yeah, it makes sense. Like
how?
Because like they're kept away from women,
right?
You know,
that's so. It's so
why would they?
Like
why would they want to?
That makes so much sense too. It's so funny how they're like, you know, they'll be like, they look like they're from the 1800s or whatever, and then you know they're going around doing their dumb 1800s shit, And then and then you just like you see them and then they'll pull out like the newest iPhone.
Yeah.
So it's like they do all this 1800 shit and they're like, well, I have to have sex with the newest gender. It's the nicest one. Why wouldn't I? It's brand new.
Wherever there aren't explicit rules, like there obviously wasn't anything written about trannies in the fucking Bible.
There's
Jewish
a really
Bible.
Good documentary about gay chasses called Trembling Before God, but that's about awesome. Like how they're like, they just, they don't know what the fuck to do with their lives.
Right.
But anyway, on the roof of the Schwitz, there was this chassid. He was talking to these like three Russian guys, one of whom had like fucking Viggo Mortensen, Eastern Promises, like Russian mob tattoos covering his body, complete skin, like shaved head.
Really?
Yeah. It's so tight. The dude looked awesome.
That's awesome.
So the chassid is like talking to them. He's like, you know, de Blasio, he's poisoning the minds. And it all comes down to the libraries. He puts in the libraries, in the books, he puts the socialism, he puts all the lies, and then he makes the people read the books and do the socialism.
That's incredible.
Yeah. He was, and everyone's like, "What the fuck are you talking?"
It comes from libraries. What a fucking retard.
Yeah, what an idiot. Yeah,
who goes to book? Who fucking reads books?
No one goes.
That's
to
how
libraries.
You trick the poor. Only,
have you been to a library? It's just a place for homeless people to download
who
pornography.
Who are very cold.
Yeah. It's socialized pornography. So in a way, he's right. Actually, I mean.
It is socialism. Yeah, that's true.
Socialized pornography.
It's the government paying for porn.
My favorite is those shits they got around the city now where like homeless people just sort of plug in and watch music videos.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah,
Link
that's the
NYC.
Best.
They just steal things to sit on from
when
businesses.
When the Link NYC things came, everyone's like, well, LOL, people are going to use that for porn. And then, like within 1 week, there was like a New York Post article that's like, guess what, guys? People are using them for porn.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
People just like plug their phones in and just like watch porn.
Not even that. It's a homeless guy just fucking sitting on a milk crate just watching like Ariana Grande videos on night and shit.
I love when you see a homeless guy beating off on the train.
Good for him.
Because it's like a matter of necessity. You're like, well, gotta do number three. I'm sorry, but the body has needs. Sorry, seven train. Rush hour traffic.
I have yet to see a guy beating off in public yet.
I've seen
beating off in public? I saw it on the train like less than a month ago.
Yeah?
Yep.
Was it a spirited round?
It was classic beating off in public. Duster. Dude was wearing a duster. Opened it up.
Was it a homeless guy or a pervert?
It was a crazy homeless guy. And he had a huge.
Really?
Huge hog.
Nice.
Did you suck him off?
Monster. No, but I complimented him. I was like, good
nice cock, dude. Black guy, white guy?
He was a black guy.
Nice, with a monster piece.
I fucking knew it, dude.
Monster.
As soon as you said somebody doing something bad, I fucking knew it. I heard crime.
So wait, he had the duster, but he wasn't nude.
He had the duster. He had a pair of Barclays on.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
The white ones, the white on white ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really
nice.
Those
are nice.
Yeah.
So
they were kind of beat up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but
nice, man.
Duster opened it up.
Where were on the train or just in public?
At the platform.
The
of
platform.
The train. Yeah.
Were people like taking vids?
It was late at night, but there was a woman who saw it and she just sighed and kept walking.
Yeah, I feel bad. Women must just get beaten off too so often.
That's terrible. Yeah.
I'd like to
Well, wasn't that a thing like where women were like striking back where they were like hitting them and stuff?
I saw like one black There's lady just video. Fucking go off on one guy. It was awesome. But I don't think it was a thing.
Did you see the thing about the that Muslim girl that was harassed
that
by Trump
lied.
Supporters on
yeah.
the train? Well, today her sister. So if
she
you
had that
hear
Facebook
this,
post. I
so
saw
there was
it,
a, yeah, there's a girl that like fucking like a couple weeks ago there was a Muslim girl that was harassed by Trump supporters on the train, and then she went missing, and everyone was like wearing safety pins and posting pictures of their safety pins at her, and they were like, you know, how could you know, because she posted on Facebook, she's like, I was being harassed by Trump supporters and they were calling me a fucking terrorist and trying to take my hijab off, and like all these New Yorkers just sat there on the train watching and doing nothing. you know, or whatever. And then it turns out, like, she was out with her boyfriend, and her conservative mother, Muslim father was going to beat the shit out of her if he found out. So
who wasn't Muslim?
Yeah, so she...
God damn it.
She lied about all this Trump supporter shit.
Whatever, she's a kid. Kids lie.
How old is she?
Well, the thing that makes...
17.
The thing that makes it shitty is, like...
That's tough.
It wasn't like, Trump supporters harassed me on the train. It was, Trump supporters harassed me on the train, and all these New Yorkers did anything. It didn't do anything. So you're positioning yourself in opposition to everyone.
It's not just Trump supporters, it's like
oh no, the New Yorkers bear a responsibility for the people that you don't like, you know, that are opposed to you politically. And that's the shit that like fucking bothers me. It's like, that's what I had a problem with. You know, more what, so than the lie? Fucking lie. Yeah, well, than the lying. Yeah,
she showed up for her arraignment for court date with her head shaved because her father made her shave her head in like
Well, that's their culture. It's okay.
Like a cultural shame.
Yeah, it's okay to do that. I mean, that's beautiful. That's part of their culture. It's okay to abuse your child to the point where they invent hate crimes. I mean, that's fine. I don't want to say that anybody can't do whatever their religion tells them to do in the United States.
Whatever.
But I mean, then the sister fucking wrote on Facebook. She's like, I don't want to like deny anything that my sister did, or like dismiss anything my sister did. But you know, it's kind of America's fault that she did that.
Well, I will say, I was on the train like a couple weeks ago, and there was a woman going off on some African dude. And she's like, I'm an American motherfucking citizen, and you bitch ass Africans, come over here. She had her phone out. Wow, she was like videoing him.
This was a white man saying this?
Yeah, it was a white guy.
That guy was a white guy in a Make America Great Again hat saying all that?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. But yeah, she was going off on this dude. Anyway, she has the phone out. She's like, I got you on film. I don't know what he did.
Right.
But then she stops the train, and then everyone in the car just starts going like, boo, like, get the fuck off. I'm trying to get home. She stopped. No one cared about, like, maybe she was assaulted by the dude. I don't know what the fuck was happening. It was really sad and fucked up.
Oh.
But, yeah, everyone just wanted to get home.
So he wasn't a victim at all, this guy?
She said, don't you touch me, you bitch ass African.
So he probably touched. Yeah, so that's different. That's so much different.
I don't know.
But you're saying, like, New Yorkers don't give a fuck. I'd like to think if somebody was fucking doing a hate crime, I'd just do something.
I probably would too. But you would. I was like,
neither of you would do anything.
Yes,
I would.
No, you would.
I'd at least look around.
Okay, first of all,
pensively trying to get other people involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a rescue, okay, which technically makes me a hero. All right.
How big is the person doing the crime, you know?
Bigger than you.
Bigger than me. Will other people jump in?
No. It's on you to stop it. And everyone's taping this, so when you get the
Wait, why is everyone taping it?
Everyone's taping you getting the shit kicked out of you.
Why wouldn't they help?
By a Trump supporter.
Well, no,
if it was a straight up Trump supporter,
I would take off my glasses. I would hand them to an old lady because that's really the only thing I care about getting broken. Then I'd kiss her.
Yeah.
Real soft. Well, first I'd rub my finger. I'd do the shh thing on her lips. Yeah. And then I'd kiss her real soft.
Fucking finger real quick.
And then I'd sort of caress her a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'd look at the racist.
Yeah.
And I'd stand up. I'd say, Mister. Hey, Mister Man. Hey, Mister Man. Not in my country. We're Americans and we need to come together right now. This is a divided United States of America.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'd give like a speech, and my speech would be so good that it wouldn't even require violence.
Oh, you
anytime anything looks like something's happening in a car that I'm in, I immediately go to the next car. That's just none of my fucking business.
Anytime something smells really bad.
Anytime something smells bad, if it looks like two people are going to start fighting, I just fucking leave.
Yeah.
I don't need to be involved in that. I don't want to have to talk to the cops and give a statement. I don't want to have to fucking be involved in any way, shape, or form.
Well, if it's
that's the thing
fighting,
that's great about New York is like, it's every man for himself. And that's something I embrace. You want to come here and make money? You want to be a player? You move to another fucking train. Mm-hmm. You worry about the dollars and cents and figure out how you take a fucking cab next time.
Smart.
You know?
Yeah. Smart.
Well, yeah, I was telling Stav, I saw that dude... That dude at fucking 8:30 in the morning, I was going to work. He opened just this like really old, obviously mentally.
Fuck, I hate this story.
He opened a can of he opened a can of cream of mushroom Campbell's.
Oh fuck.
And he put on like a glove, like like a winter glove, and then he put his gloved hand, like he dipped the two fingers into the cream of mushroom Campbell's and just started eating it.
Oh my god, dude.
But you want to hear something?
So fucking sucking that, you know, cream of mushroom out of a wool glove.
That's
dude?
Somebody that goes to the new school. They fucking are doing a performance
that's
art
a
project.
Performance art. Yeah, no. It was then. Well, yeah. You know what? I saw him a week
later.
That's a
rich. That's a rich man who's going to the new school.
I saw him a week later. Macklemore haircut, Armani suit. Oh, day wow. Trader.
Are Armani suits nice?
He I kind of want all around.
I want to buy a suit.
I think Hugo Boss is nice. That's
they're
what my okay. Dad
they,
buys.
They're
really,
nice.
Is that,
years
is that the
ago.
Nazis?
Didn't yeah, he design like the Hugo Nazi Boss? Shit? Yeah, 80 years ago.
Yeah, and that's why the Nazis look shabby.
They did look good as shit.
Yeah, no one doesn't like the Nazis because they didn't look good.
Yeah, even the Eagles tight, unfortunately. Like all
well,
the,
that's a Roman thing.
Yeah.
All no, they had their own eagle.
Well, they took it from the Romans.
Yeah,
they,
everybody took all the their eagle. Shit was everybody like, took the eagle from the Romans. We have an eagle.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same shit as all our buildings are neoclassical buildings in D.C. They're all like modeled after, you know,
yeah, but
Roman.
The Nazi eagle, like the Third Reich eagle, is
it was good. It was good.
It's,
graphic
a, it's a different looking eagle.
Well, we'll ask Sam, dude.
Yeah. No, Albert Speer was great.
Was he the graphic designer?
Yeah, he was the guy that did all their logos and stuff. He did.
He was good.
He was really good at Photoshop and. Yeah. No, he was their chief.
Illustrator.
He was like the Nazi chief architect. He designed like. Nuremberg and shit and,
right, right.
And then the Nazi rally grounds and stuff and
they got him right out of NYU though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at his parents' house. He didn't have a job. They were like, all right, we're gonna give you an internship.
Smart.
Yeah,
but like it's for a startup.
Yeah, I was laughing about Nazis. Like if you know you didn't
all the
have
gold teeth you could
there was
spend.
No backdrop of World War II. Fascism never really got like super popular in the world and like it's happening now. The tech industry would be at the forefront of fascism.
Absolutely.
There would be so many people designing like fascist app. There'd be fascist app designers. All the Nazis would live in San Francisco. They'd be worrying about like, you know, clean Holocaust, like how do we zero carbon footprint gas chambers. That's who the fucking Nazis would be.
Ah, fuck, dude. Yeah, I mean, also they are, it does make sense because they are like Silicon Valley is like the utopianist, like there are the people that do believe in like their bullshit making the world like
right.
Perfect.
Yeah,
they which think they the same should be as in fascism. Charge. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But also, all those guys are fucking libertarians because they're all fucking rich.
Not all of them,
dude.
It's
a lot
divided.
A lot of the fucking like a lot of the Silicon Valley rich
the Peter
kids are
Thiel
fucking,
dude and the fucking Uber people. The Uber people are fucking fascists.
Yeah,
you know that like Pittsburgh has like. Driverless Ubers now.
Really?
Yeah, and they're gonna fire all the dudes.
Damn.
Yeah, the humans that drive Ubers were just placeholders for
that's fucking
for
crazy.
Driverless Ubers.
God damn. Well, I guess I'll take Lyft. You know they're fun. They got a pink mustache.
Yeah, I was in Harlem, and I went into the McDonald's there, and they had those like they have the automated cashiers already. Mm-hmm. And I love that they're rolling those out in like the neighborhoods where people most need the jobs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
They're like, well, let's fire these guys first.
Oh, the
if
factory
that works. Then yeah,
the factory that Trump saved in Indiana. Did
the
you,
carrier.
Do, yeah, do you read about
yeah,
it?
Don't try to diminish fucking bullshit. His accomplishments.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. The Fuhrer saved this factory. Okay, yeah. And they took the tax credit and they're automating the whole plant, so everyone's getting fired.
Yeah, the workers didn't get saved. It was all like fucking.
He just
research
saved the
jobs.
Building.
Well, he saved like research jobs, and also the union was it couldn't fucking negotiate in that deal at all. So
yeah, they busted the union. They fired everyone. Now they're building robots. Thanks,
yeah, dude.
Thanks, senor.
Are they dick sucking robots?
Hopefully, Nick was sending us all those schematics for dick sucking machines.
Well, I was remembering a story about some kid from Brazil that died from jacking off like 42 times in one day, which is so funny to me. I remembered it as a Korean man, which is a lot funnier than a Brazilian guy.
Yeah,
if it was a Korean guy that died from jacking off too much, that makes perfect sense to
at
me.
At 41, he's just sweating. Yeah. He's like,
I like to imagine he was like 27.
No, I mean at the 41st beat
off.
Jacking
off too much is a young man.
But I'm thinking, imagine the best part is when he's faltering a little bit, he's getting a little weak. He's around 40, you know, and he's like, "No, I'm gonna keep beating off." He's like dehydrated.
Like, imagine.
Well, have you, like, when you're sick home from school, like when you're like 13, you try to jack off as many times as possible.
Sure, sure.
And by the like sixth or seventh time, your dick
seven or eight,
it hurts so much.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just when you come, it's so painful.
Yeah,
yeah.
So okay, so this
how
is
do you
fucking,
do 42?
So we're looking at like a 20-year-old. What are you thinking? Like a
no, it was a teenager, some Brazilian teenager,
obviously
that died from jacking off too much. And well, and he's also Brazilian, so you know his dick is like 35 inches long.
Yeah,
he's it's 35 inches across, not even girth. I mean, like you measure it flat on the top.
Absolutely.
So every time he gets an erection, he's losing massive drop in blood pressure.
Oh yeah, because you got to fill that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The amount of blood he's displacing. So 42 times
his
in one day.
His feet go cold.
Right. His brain was without oxygen for an entire day while he jacked off his giant Brazilian dick to. I don't, do they even need porn in Brazil? You can probably just jack off to your mom. Your mom's probably hot as shit, dude. Yeah,
everyone fucks their mom in Brazil.
I think that's why Brazil, their economy is shit. I don't know anything about Brazil, but why I assume their economy is shit and they have so many problems is because they can just fuck all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because they're built for fucking,
and they just have prostitutes walking around.
The woman who won Brazil's best ass,
Miss Bum Bum.
What is it? You? Are you Brazil's best ass?
No,
you
you've
fucking
seen
idiot.
My ass. I have no ass.
No, I meant you. You're an ass.
Oh, Nick, really coming in hard.
Shut the fuck up.
I got something really hard. Do you know what it is, Adam? It's my dick, and I'm gonna fuck you with
she,
it.
She got really a black market type injections, collagen, and
in her ass cheeks.
Otherwise, in her ass cheeks and. They've completely failed. And
really?
Yeah. It looks insane.
Poor
does
girl.
It, you know what?
It's really
does
sad.
Does it look like
it's
when...
It's the saddest thing I've ever seen. I was sadder looking at her
does it look like when
deformed
one of those,
ass than when Trump won.
It looks like when one of the like one of the Macy's Day parade balloons gets caught on a lamppost.
Just fucking weird and lumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I started Googling what would happen if you hooked yourself up to a permanent dick sucking machine. And then I found this guy posting on Experience Project that's like, can anyone help me make a dick sucking machine? This guy's like, I have done it many times. He's like, in fact, I have one that I've constructed out of a 3/4 horsepower lawnmower.
Holy shit.
And there's a rod that connects to one of the pistons. And then that connects to a cup that over, like, you know, it fits over my dick and I can control the direction, the amount of suction. And basically it sucks so hard the friction heats my dick up to the point where it's almost burning and I have an uncontrollable orgasm.
Jesus Christ.
And then somebody responded and they were like, I would like to know more about your dick sucking machine. And I was laughing, imagining that guy is like,
I love the internet.
Yeah, imagine that guy is like Belle's dad from Beauty and the Beast. Like, Belle, are you reading books again? Stay out of my workshop. I'm busy in here inventing.
Yeah, dude, how did every inventor not just start with dick
sucking
machines?
That's how, you know, like people are like, you know, anytime when you take sex ed and you learn about like the structure of sperm and shit, it's like, that's because a scientist jacked off on a microscope.
Right.
They invented microscopes and a scientist was like, I'm going to jack off on this. And then look through it.
Yeah, that is the first thing you do with a microscope.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure there's a scientific reason for it, but like he still jacked off on a microscope.
Absolutely. That guy, a little slide.
That guy James Dyson has to have like the most insane. He probably has a wing of his house, dude, that's just dedicated
oh
to
my yeah. God.
No one's allowed. Yeah.
Ion noise canceling dick sucking machines.
It's just the future of dick sucking machines.
It uses the polarity of the Earth's magnitude to create an erection. And you see, the problem with normal dick sucking machines is buffeting. I went through decades of wind tunnel research to design a new dick sucking machine that's zero contact, frictionless, and it simulates the sensation of water being passed up your urethra.
It's definitely
his
magnum opus, his gift to the world has to be that dick machine.
Do you think science can make a better dick sucking machine than a real blowjob? Now we're really talking.
Well, first of all, when you were sending us those dick sucking horsepower things, the thing
wait,
that
when?
Makes
I missed
me
these.
Come from a blowjob, you sent it to the thread.
When? After the gay, the old gay
men? No, before that.
Okay.
The thing that makes me come from a blowjob isn't the force of air being,
but maybe,
like, a
dude.
Sucking. That's not what's making me come.
What's making you come?
Is the thought of men. The thought of a man doing it to him. Imagining that it's a man's hands around his penis and a man's mouth. And that he's 12 years old again, behind the Shonies, where he discovered himself.
Behind the what?
The Shonies.
What's a Shonies?
It's like Bennigan's.
It's like this old bear.
I think we brought this up before. It's like Bennigan's, but it's a better reference for jokes because it's somehow shittier than Bennigan's. Yeah, he
it's
laughed.
Mid-Atlantic.
Shonies is funny, dude.
Yeah, Shonies is fucking molest.
It's a fucking weird, creepy bear as the mascot.
Yeah.
Molesty
bear. Smokey the bear. Shoney's bear and Smokey the bear is the same fucking thing. Bear. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But he looks like
what
he
a weird ad
just
campaign.
Had Applebee's and
Smokey
Chili's.
The bear. Like how much of a concern are forest fires that you need to tell children about it? That's why I never understood. Like,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Learn like stop, drop, and roll in
it's
school.
Because kids go out to the woods and set shit on fire. That's like a natural thing kids do.
You learn about like stop, drop, and roll in school. Like at the same time, you learn like the alphabet.
Right.
Which is like, you know, okay, here's basic math, here's like shapes and colors, and here's what you do if you're ever set on fire.
Yeah.
Which will probably happen at some point in your life. You can never be too safe, children.
Yeah, that is true. We had McGruff the crime dog, which made a little more sense. Because there was
no,
so
the
much
guy
crime.
That does McGruff's voice turned out to be like a bad lieutenant.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, oh yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you know, beating up prostitutes and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Take a bite out of my ass.
Did you guys do Dare in school?
Yeah.
Dare, hell yeah.
I remember we had this cop come in teach us Dare in fifth grade. Literally taught us how to do every single drug.
Really?
Yeah. It was like the best. It was educational, but it wasn't like telling me that drugs weren't cool. He was like, yeah, you could do heroin between your toes.
Really?
You just put a belt on your arm. And yeah, this dude had like been on the streets, like hell working yeah, vice and seen one too many horrible things.
I want a shirt that just says dare to suck my penis.
That's hilarious.
But just the same font and everything. And it's not even the fucking...
Graphically, that shirt is really cool.
Yeah.
The red on the black.
Yeah.
That,
maybe I'll make
that
shirt.
That was like cool. That was like a big hipster item was Dare shirts maybe about 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember in Dare, there was a retarded kid in Dare. And nice. Like they did some like confidence building exercise where... Like everyone puts a piece of paper on their back,
mm-hmm.
and you have to go around writing like compliments on people's backs, and then you take the paper off at the end, and you read them, you know, so you feel good about yourself. So you're like,
fuck.
That way you learn the true lesson that people aren't talking shit behind your back; they're being nice about you.
Right, right,
which
right.
Which is. A bigger lie than the
happened.
Drugs are bad lie.
right. You absolutely.
Know, yeah, the world is a cruel place.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So this retarded kid, they say, you go around complimenting people, and he didn't know what a compliment was. So he went around writing shit on people's back like, I have PlayStation.
Oh, no.
He was just writing sentences.
Yeah.
Oh, that poor little fucking little asshole.
My phone just fell on the ground. I had a heart attack for a second.
Did it crack?
No, it's fine.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's that would have so ruined my fucking day.
Dude, get a little case, dude. What are you doing?
There's a case on here.
Oh.
Looks yeah, get yeah, one with like a little lip on the front. It's
look at
like
my
pretty
shit,
much
dude,
impossible.
I got that big boy. That
I'd switch. I gave my OtterBox to Felix. About this one.
I wish there was an OtterBox for your dick because I am clumsy with this thing, guys. Bumping it in.
That's yeah. A nice bit.
I thought OtterBox was what you called your boy pussy asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's what your top calls your asshole.
You do have an OtterBox.
No, I've seen
this girl OtterBox.
I've seen this.
Let me get in that OtterBox.
I know that.
God, let's take a trip. I'll take you to Shoney's afterwards. Your favorite.
I know you guys, like, I tell a lot of dating in New York stories, but I was seeing this girl who had a cloaca, which is.
A primordial tail.
No, it's a. It's
the
one hole.
That,
yeah, it's
that,
a pussy.
That chicken has.
You pee, ducks have
what?
It. Yeah, you pee, shit, and have sex in one hole.
Wait, you. Yeah. Nice, man.
Yeah.
How did it feel to fuck?
She was pretty wild, dude. She was from she was from Pittsburgh, I think.
Nice. what else was she about, dude?
She's from you know where she was from? She was from Three Mile Island.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
So I think it was some sort of nuclear.
Mm. Is that where Three Mile Island is? Pittsburgh?
No, I don't know where it is. Is it Pennsylvania?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Oh, you know what? It might be in Ohio.
God, I think Pennsylvania.
I fucking hate. Now somebody's gonna be. Actually,
excuse me.
And then they do. You know what they do? They do it ironically. Now they're like, you know, they'll send me an angry message. Be like, that's not what that fucking means, because they hear me complain about people.
Right.
And then they'll do it ironically.
Here's one thing.
And now they're gonna do that ironically.
When the fans make jokes, they're always really funny.
Why are you shitting on the fans? You're the worst one on the podcast.
How dare you, Adam?
You could easily be replaced. With, you know how much better it would be if that old guy Bob was on the show instead of you?
I think Bob rules.
Who's Bob? Bob's the greatest.
Bob's this guy that hates me.
Bob's some guy.
Really?
<Yeah. what?
laughs> He's like, I fucking hate Adam.
Yeah.
Bob's like, this is my break for my cunt wife. Every I got 2 hours a week.
Bob,
and
Bob's,
I have to listen to that fucking Kike Kill Bits. Ruined the show.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's get Bob on here.
I think Bob rules.
Yeah.
Let's get Bob on as a guest.
I don't care that he hates me. I love him.
Bob was like a Race Wars fan. He added me on Facebook like a year and a half ago or something. And he would comment on my statuses and it'd be funny, but I thought it was like somebody doing an old guy character.
Right.
So I messaged him and I'm like, what's your deal? He's like, just a Race Wars fan. And I was like, Are you really an old guy? Like a really fucking old man?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was like, well, I guess that's, you know, relative. I don't
know. Wait, so that picture in the pool with the drink is actually him?
Yeah, I think that's him.
Oh, I thought that was ironic.
Yeah, no.
Damn.
He's like, I think that is actually like an old guy. That's
well,
very
Bob,
funny.
I love you, pal.
Yeah.
I know you don't like me, but.
Yeah. So those are the people you're shitting on, Adam.
How dare you?
You criticize,
dude,
the fans.
The guys that buy our Vitamixes, our fucking TVs. Maybe you'll get a
I'm
cut
not
one
wasting
day.
The money that
maybe
I
you'll
don't
get a cut.
Maybe, yeah, I don't get any of the money, Bob, but I'm not wasting what money I don't get on the. I'm paying back my student loans like a slave.
Yeah,
like
all of Adam's share of the show goes to Weave's commissary. He's not even
is he in jail?
No, he's not. But I still put your money in his fund.
Oh, okay.
Just in case he ever gets sent
Wait,
back.
He's a fugitive?
No, he's not a fugitive. His conviction was vacated or something. But he had spent like I think 2 years awaiting trial, or you know, he was convicted. He was in prison / jail for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now he lives in like Serbia or something. I think he got kicked out of Serbia actually
for being too racist for Serbia.
No, I think it's just, you know, a visa thing or something.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know.
Wait, I think he's. I think I saw some like pictures with him and Tila Tequila or something. I think he might be back
Tila
in the
Tequila
States.
Being a Nazi is so fucking funny.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
So what does that even mean? How can you...
Well, she's like... She's a
insane.
Also an insane person, yeah.
I did legitimately beat off to Tila Tequila.
She had a couple porns.
She had a couple porns. One... There's only one where she fucked a guy, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of them were with girls.
Most of them were with girls.
I've only really beat off to one celebrity sex tape / porn, and that's... Joni Lawler.
I beat off to that one too.
One night
her,
in China.
Big ass clit. X-Pac just fucking her big time.
No, that's the thing about me.
I did Race Wars
big...
with X-Pac.
Really?
And I had to do a character.
Oh yeah, it was with X-Pac.
Yeah, I had to do a character where I played a like a transracial, like racial studies student at the Granola College of the Mountains.
Right.
Kurt had on to like defend Rachel Dolezal. And I
right,
you know,
right,
so
right.
I'm like doing this whole like transracial is real thing. And X-Pac thought it was 100% serious. He's like, you know, and I'm like doing bits. I like wrote bits for the show.
Right,
you know, I always knew that I was a different race growing up. Like when we'd play Monopoly as a kid, you know, everybody wanted to be the dog or the race car, but I always wanted to play as the dice because I knew I was black. And he's like, wait, so you're really transracial? I'm like, yes.
And then, you tricked X-Pac.
Yeah, yeah. And
how dare you, dude?
After the show, he was like, hey, what? So what's the deal with all that? I'm like, no, it was a bit, dude. It's a joke. you're on a comedy podcast. Yeah, yeah, no, he was a really nice guy.
I fuck with that. Damn, I'm jealous.
Dude, I wish I met X-Pac. Owe him so much in my life for just.
He was my favorite wrestler when I was a kid.
Because he was bringing you know what's funny? To the every fifth grade boy.
DX, yeah, baby. Yeah,
suck it. But then he was also, he was the small guy or whatever. And I wasn't particularly small as a kid, but he was just cool because he was smaller or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I met him and he's much bigger than me.
Yeah, he's huge.
He's not huge.
He's not as big as
like he's like 6'1 and probably like 220 pounds. Like
Scott Hall.
Yeah, that's a big guy, dude. Like relative, yeah, because he was always like the high flyer in DX.
Yeah,
it's like could kick all our asses.
Who else was in DX? Triple H.
Shawn Michaels. And also the Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, dude. Mr. Ass.
That's right.
Mr. Ass was his name. That is so awesome. His name was just Mr. Ass. And they didn't even bother with any innuendo whatsoever. And his fucking theme song, I'm an ass man. Oh, I'm an ass man. I like to lick him. No, he was like, I like to kick him. I like to stick him. His song was about fucking people in the ass. And his fucking finishing move was the fame asser. Like, that's not even a pun. And he just fucking would sit on people's heads and fucking, you know, like slam their head to the ground with his ass, basically.
Well, that's good recap of wrestling. Okay, so this episode's over.
It is?
Yeah, we filled the time.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to wrap it up here.
I like to lick him. Fuck, I wish I knew the lyrics. I like to stick him.
And then I gotta call Sam and see if we can figure out. The schedule's all fucked up. But I guess it's still early. We still have the apartment. We might be able to do it here.
That's fine.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right.
If we do it real quick,
yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.